time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's Kyle Bailey. Joining me today, one of our favorite experts, Dean Packey from the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, in for Mary Gilbert. Jeannie, welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I know you have been looking at how far a home buyer's dollar goes in different parts of Oregon and the Northwest, and you picked $400,000 as a comparison point. Why that number?
Well, Kyle, $400,000 is a nice round number and a pretty common budget for buyers here in Douglas County. It's affordable compared to bigger cities, and it really highlights the difference between what you can get here versus Portland or Seattle. And as I always like to remind folks, don't be wacky, buy and sell with hacky, because making smart move with your money starts with the right guidance.
There's that phrase again. All right, so let's start here at home. What does $400,000 buy you in Douglas County?
In Douglas County, $400,000 can often get you a three-bedroom, two-bath home with about 1,600 square feet to 2,000 square feet, a yard, maybe even a garage or shop space. Depending on the neighborhood, you might even have some extra land, mountain views, or proximity to the river. For families, that price point covers a lot of move-in ready homes in good school districts.
So it sounds like a lot of real breathing room. Now, how does that number compare to Portland?
Quite a contrast. In Portland, $400,000 typically buys a smaller bungalow or townhouse, often under 1,200 square feet, maybe two bedrooms and one bath. Yards are much smaller, and many homes at that price need updating. You're really paying for location, walkability, access to jobs, and city amenities.
So a big difference there. You trade space for convenience. What about versus Seattle?
Seattle's even more dramatic. $400,000 there might get you a condo or a townhome, sometimes under 900 square feet. So parking might be limited, and you likely don't have a yard at all. It's a urban lifestyle, and you're paying a premium for being in one of the fastest-growing tech hubs in the country.
What a big difference. I've got a friend who does real estate in Seattle. I see some of her listings. They're nice properties, but either they're way too expensive, or as you described them, you have very little space. A big difference there. So $400,000 could mean a house with land, but in Seattle, maybe just a one-bedroom condo.
Exactly, and that's why Douglas County appeals to people moving out of those areas. They realize they can sell a small home in Portland or Seattle and come here to buy something bigger, often mortgage-free. It's a quality of life decision.
Many years ago, my parents actually did that. They got a house in Hillcrest twice as big as their house in Beaverton. Now, how does that dynamic affect our local market?
It's definitely bringing in buyers who value space, privacy, and affordability. Remote work has made that possible for more people, so we've seen some steady interest from folks looking to relocate. And for local buyers, it's a reminder that your money goes a lot further here than in the big metro areas.
So what's your advice for someone listening right now with that $400,000 budget?
For buyers, get pre-approved and start shopping, because $400,000 in Douglas County really does open a lot of doors. You don't have choices, or you'll have choices between established neighborhoods, rural properties, and newer builds. For sellers, if your home is in that range, know that you're in a sweet spot there. It's attractive to both local families and out-of-area buyers, so marketing your home well is key there.
And so the bottom line really is location really shapes what your dollar buys.
That's right, Kyle. Whether you want a condo in the city or a home with a yard here in Douglas County, $4,000 can look very different. The good news is buyers here don't have to sacrifice space and lifestyle for affordability.
All right, $400,000, big interest there. Let's talk about some of the hot new listings on the market this week. What do you have for us?
Yeah, it's been a strong week with a variety of homes sitting on the market here across Douglas County, and here are some highlights. In Sutherland, 409 South State Street. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath with 1,536 square feet. It's listed at $410,000. It's a charming 2016 single-level home home. It's got great curb appeal, chef's kitchen, features granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, a large pantry, has French doors that open up to a private patio and fenced backyard.
Wow.
And in Winston, we have 431 Northeast Darlene Street. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,200-square-foot home listed at $225,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath manufactured home on real property. The home could use a little TLC, but it definitely provides a solid foundation to update and make it your own. In Winston, we have 263 Willway. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,928 square feet, listed at $489,000. It's a custom-built 2020 home. It has open concept layout, features soaring vaulted ceilings, gorgeous flooring, and a spacious design. It has a gourmet kitchen, including an oversized granite island, stainless steel appliances, abundant storage. Also has a great covered patio, fully fenced yard, and low maintenance turf front yard.
And this is over by Wildlife Safari in Abacela, and some a great location there.
Absolutely. So really nice, located with a bunch of amenities nearby. So
yeah, and also a Shelby Megalena construction home, which means a lot to a lot of people. Let's talk about maybe a rural area like Azalea.
Yes. So out in Azalea, we have 913 Carve Out Creek Road. That's a four-bedroom, three-bath home, 3,351 square feet. It sits on 413 acres. That is listed at $700,000. Beautiful rural property featuring a three-car garage, large workshop, RV parking with hookups, and even a three-stall barn with irrigated pasture and water rights. Inside, it has a spacious kitchen, office that can double as a bedroom, and outdoors, you've got a covered patio and deck.
Wow. Now, what about if you're looking for maybe a property you could develop with some different options?
Absolutely. So on here in Roseburg at 797 Northeast Garden Valley Boulevard, you can get 1.7 acres. It's zoned MR14. It's listed at $250,000. Prime development opportunity, high visibility, Roseburg location, directly across from the new Coastal Farm and Ranch. It's zoned MR14, and this property is suitable for multiple family housing, condominiums, or possible commercial conversion. It's already got electricity with water and sewer available.
All right, a lot going on there. So yeah. Let's take a look at our weekly market snapshot. What's been happening in real estate?
Well, here's how the numbers stack up compared to last week. We have new listings came in at 53, just one less than last week's 54, so inventory staying steady. Back on the market, held at 19, the same as last week. Still showing some transactions falling through, but often from inspections or financing. We saw four bumpable sales this week, up from three, meaning those homes are under contract, but still open to being replaced by another buyer. Price changes came in at 47, down from last week's 80, a notable drop that shows fewer sellers making adjustments this week. Pending sales came in at 42, a slight dip from 45 last week, so accepted buyers slowed down just a touch. Or accepted offers. Sold homes were 30 compared to 37 last week, little fewer closings. And we had six expired listings, which means those homes didn't sell during their listing period.
All right, as we wrap it up now, before the clock hits, how do folks get a hold of Mary Gilbert with your phone number?
You can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street, or check us out online at www.marygilbert.com.